All right, guys. So I've had some thoughts about the ongoing WordPress drama, but it's not really about the ongoing WordPress drama. It's more about what is, I think, causing some of the WordPress drama. And it's an interesting phenomena that I've been thinking about only really happens in software. I can't think of many other places where it happens. And it's that there seems to be a resistance to charging for things. So you look at what has happened with WordPress and Matt Mullenweg and all of the drama that has happened there, and it all comes back to the license of WordPress. At the end of the day, Matt and a bunch of other people have made an open source product that's free. And part of what is involved in that is that it has been put out into the world, and companies can go and do whatever the heck they want with it. And that's just the way it is. I think a lot of what we're seeing is that people are getting frustrated because they started down this path of open source and then realized too late, way down that path, that maybe their product isn't actually a good fit to be sustainable as an open source product. And I don't think this is like really an isolated incident. I know there's a whole bunch of drama with Elasticsearch and like what's happening with their licensing. I'm not an Elasticsearch user, not really even a WordPress user, so I didn't follow either of those things super closely, but I know that happened there. I think there was something with Nginx recently that was like weird too. And so it's just interesting to me. It seems like these founders and developers are getting burnt out on having open source products that don't make them money. And the Matt scenario is like really weird because he says at least that he doesn't need the money. But I look at someone like Caleb Porzio, who just released Flux, which is a component library for Laravel Livewire that is paid. And it's paid. Like it's not open source, it's just you have to pay for it. And the value transaction in that is just way clearer. If a big corporation comes along and buys Flux from Caleb, he's happy. He gets the exposure. He gets, which will sell more licenses for him, so that's a good thing. And he sells, he's gets value from that big company. When when Amazon comes and buys Flux components from him, he then gets that money. He gets his value back. When Amazon starts a WordPress hosting system, WordPress doesn't get that value back. So I think people have maybe there's maybe been some romanticization of open source and how viable it is to actually build a business off. And of course, there's like lots of gray areas, right? There's models where you make certain parts of your stack open source and you provide them because you're getting that value back of having a whole community building on it. And WordPress might be best as being open, and having that part of the stack be open. But I think maybe it would be good if more people, when they're trying to start something, charge for it, or at least have a plan for what components they are going to charge for as they build out their little kingdom. So, anyways, that's just some thoughts. And maybe if you're thinking about starting a new project, maybe think about charging them for it because it makes a lot of things simpler. All right, over and out.